Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly tethered to your phone? Like your brain is running on a million notifications and that scrolling vortex just sucks you in. We've all been there. It's 2023, technology is woven into the fabric of our existence, but sometimes it feels more like a tangled mess than a helpful tool, especially when it comes to our mental well-being. Today on Mind Training, we're diving into how to manage your tech use for healthier, happier you. Because let's face it, life is way too short to be slaves to our screens. You know that feeling when you finally put the phone down and breathe? That sense of calm, clarity, and like, oh yeah, I'm actually present in this moment. We want more of that, right? So, how do we get there? First things first, awareness is key. You gotta know where your time goes. Track your screen time, it's seriously eye-opening. You might be surprised just how much time you spend scrolling mindlessly. Think about it, those minutes add up, and that's time you could be spending connecting with loved ones, pursuing hobbies, or simply enjoying the beauty of a sunset without capturing it for Instagram. Next up, set boundaries. Treat your phone like a guest, welcome it into your life when needed, but don't let it overstay its welcome. Designate tech-free zones in your home, like the bedroom and dinner table, and make those no phone time sacred. Imagine it like this. Your phone is always trying to convince you to play a new game or check one more email, but you're the boss. You get to decide when it's playtime and when it's time for real-life connection. Speaking of real-life connections, remember that technology can be a tool, not a replacement. It's awesome for staying in touch with friends and family far away, but don't let it become a barrier to face-to-face interactions. Put down the phone, make eye contact, and truly listen when you're with someone. Now, I know this can feel like climbing Mount Everest when your brain is wired on dopamine from every notification. But trust me, even small changes make a difference. Start by replacing just 30 minutes of mindless scrolling each day with something else. Read a book, take a walk in nature, or call a friend. You'll be amazed at how much more energized and focused you feel. Let's say you're feeling overwhelmed at work. Instead of reaching for your phone to escape, what if you took 5 minutes to practice deep breathing exercises? Or wait for a quick walk around the block. Those moments of intentional disconnection can actually boost your productivity and creativity when you return to your tasks. Remember, this isn't about being anti-technology, it's about using it wisely. It's about reclaiming our time, attention, and mental well-being. So, take a deep breath, put down that phone for a few minutes, and let's get started on creating a healthier relationship with technology. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from it. Let's spread the stoic wisdom. And if you have any thoughts or experiences you want to share, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you guys and learning together. Until next time, keep training that mind and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.